This is episode 1836. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself today. I know it can be difficult to find the time to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. And as I record this, it is for a Saturday. You may be listening to this any day of the week, and that is fine. But if you are listening to this on the weekend, this can be a great time for you to spend a little longer meditating. During the week, there can be so much happening your way. But on the weekend, I hope you will give yourself at least one day per week where you can go a little longer and go into your meditation a little more deeply. You will find that you begin to crave this time where you have this space and stillness to connect to the best part of you. That's the part of you that's often concealed throughout the week because you're so busy and you may not really have time to fully express your true inner nature. In today's episode, I want to congratulate you if you've been with us all week long as we have explored managing distress. Whether your distress is intense anger or fear or trauma, maybe from a betrayal in a relationship, or even with a family member or colleague. Maybe your distress is from grief. Whatever kind of distress you may experience at this moment, or that you may have experienced in your past, as you have managed your distress with different meditation techniques this week, know that one of the best ways to really gain an awareness to gauge your progress is by reflecting. Reflecting over your week. And this is what I share with you in each Saturday's meditation. It's a chance for you to put closure on the week. And not only to put closure, but to notice how you are living your life. When you are able to evaluate your emotions and your actions, you greatly enhance the quality of your life. And I often share with you that none other than the Dalai Lama is reported to do this not only once a week, but every single day. Each night before he goes to bed, he reviews his day. So this is what I encourage you to do. Now you know the full guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app. There you can try for 2 weeks free access to the full app of over 1,800 guided meditations, as well as a journal customized for the week's theme and a slowdown guide with all the techniques at your fingertips. That's where you can go a little more deeply into any series I share with you. So for today, as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, you have been exploring how to manage your distress all week long. Now it's time for you to ease yourself into peace as you celebrate and as you reward yourself. But that peace comes from reflection and awareness. We can't fake peace. It is cultivated. And this awareness by reflection is one powerful way to cultivate peace and calm. So as you settle yourself down and calm your mind and body, think about your week in reverse. starting from this moment now, and just go back over the highlights of your week in random order, if you want, to where you just notice what stands out from the week. What would you consider your big win for the week? What worked really well for you this week? Reflect on that. And then reflect on what didn't go so well. Something you'd like to improve. Maybe something that you regret. That's important to notice. No regrets, no judgment, just notice. Bring awareness to your actions this week and become a cultivator of those moments when you felt happy and strong, and the moments where you felt like you could improve. And as you reflect over your week, make sure you allow yourself to sit in stillness. This is your reward. Sit for a little bit longer today. Celebrate you. You are so worth slowing down for.